dad, daddy, baba, papa, even abu. Many different ways, of course, of saying father. In Brazil, pai. And in Chinese, ba. Croatian, otak. And in Czech Republic, tata, otek. And Dakota in the USA, eti or eight. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Even within English speaking, different words, different names to call father.
Yes. And then what about the wide range of nicknames that people will come up with themselves, you know, to address their father based on the variation of their names or derivatives of the word father or daddy or papa, and they change it around to make it more personal. But there's always this competition amongst parents as well, isn't there, Suzanne, that, you know, my child said mama first or papa first. And then we always forget as well. We're not sure which one was it, which word did they utter.
Yeah. In Japan, otasan, and in the Philippines, tatai or itai, tai or ama. Well, have a happy day.
And if you have a different way of addressing your father, yeah, let us know. It'd be great to add to the list.
Good words, that is.
Yeah, good words. Good words. Exactly. Please send only good vibrations and good words.
So we're looking now at how the role of a father has changed over the generations.
Yes, it has. Yeah, and some of the qualities of a father is very much has remained the same. You know, if we had to put adjectives or descriptive terms to it, the father as a provider, the father as a defender, a teacher for his children has remained very much the same. But there are additives, I would say, or the way in which the role of the father has evolved, much like the way in which the role of a mother has evolved. So she may not be only primarily involved in the private sphere of life, that now she is active publicly, has an occupation, has a career, and it has to balance that. In the same way now, if we turn the tables, fathers are engaging much more in the private spheres of life, to the daily activities, knowing what's going on. They're no longer, I guess a good way to describe it is that they're not bystanders to the event. You know, they're involved participants, not just at the end, but throughout, right from pregnancy, you know, getting involved in reading the books when their partner is pregnant, going to Lamaze classes or prenatal type classes, understanding about the changes that a woman goes through, her likes, her dislikes, running out at 2 o'clock in the morning and getting her, you know, I don't know, peanut butter and pickles, because that's what she's craving at that particular point. So those additives, many positive and profound experiences that perhaps fathers of previous generations were not able to get involved in, or it was unavailable to them, or perhaps culturally it wasn't acceptable, like going into the delivery room. You know, fathers used to stand outside and pace back and forth, or even wait at home for the woman to give birth and then come home. But now that we know, many fathers get involved and they go into the birthing room and even film it, you know, and have a recording evidence of what has gone on. So nowadays, I think fathers are trying to be much more supportive, be involved in the child's day-to-day activities, know what they're studying, who their teachers are, who their friends are, have discussions with their kids about these different dimensions, to be able to, I think there's always this discussion of, is it right to be friends with your children, or should you remain as parents? Can a father be a friend as well, especially to boys? And many of the research out there points to the fact that it probably is not a good idea to be a friend. You can do friendship type activities, you can have fun activities with your children, but that the boundaries of remaining a father, being able to show the child that there's a power difference here, that you must respect what I say, you must respect the level of experience that I have and appreciate that, that we're not equals by age and level of experience and position in the family, that it probably is a good idea to have that differentiation expressed earlier on, so that the child has structure and discipline and knows where they stand in that role. If you become too close or too friendly with the children, sometimes those boundaries can get crossed, and behavioral issues and conduct issues can interrupt the smooth flow of the developmental process.
How has it changed, though? Why has it changed? So, you know, you're saying about, you know, in some societies and in cultures, the man now, the father will be, and the husband will now be in the delivery room. That's quite recent, relatively recent, in the last sort of 30 years that would have been the case.
Yeah.
How did that evolve, do you think? How was it that from going to being outside of the delivery room to being inside the delivery room and then wanting to do that as well?
Yes.
You know, as the role of a father has changed, it's really about the role of men as well in society.
Yeah, of that whole gender. Well, I think if we look at it again dialectically from the way in which the role of the woman changed, so perhaps there were more women doctors that took on that role, gynecologists and people who were delivering children, and they wanted their partners to be present, and then that trickled its way down to other individuals. Perhaps it was the way in which women started to participate more in the public lives of their husbands, advising them at work, you know, sitting down and putting together their PowerPoint presentation for their next big board meeting, getting involved in the public life of their husbands, maybe encouraged, or women also invited men to get more involved in the private aspects of their lives. So gradually, little by little, by sharing stories about the children, telling them, I need to help, I need you to help out in this area, I don't know what to do with our kids, you need to spend more time with him or her, you need to set aside a certain number of hours a week, it just can't be that you come home from work and children are on their best behavior and they nicely and neatly put on a presentation about how their day was. You've got to be in there and look at the ups and downs with the invitation from both genders, you know, men asking women to participate more, and interchangeably women asking men to participate more. Some men still will say, no, thank you very much, I would never ever want to be witness to that, I would like to keep it very much separate. I think that there's a clear division still socially and culturally in some societies and some cultural value systems that states, I think that the gender role expectation for you is this, and the gender role expectation for me as a man, as a father, is this, and I'm very happy prescribing to that rather than letting the boundaries cross.
Okay, so there's the idea of the father as the provider, bringing things home to the family, and providing, you know, financial security and the meal on the table. The father, the disciplinarian, now that has changed as well over the years. That relationship, yes, absolutely, the boundaries should still be there, not necessarily to be the friend, but I think where that distance, that there's definitely the gap has closed between the child and the father. And I think interesting across cultures how far that gap has closed or not. And then, as I said before, father the audience. So tell daddy what you did today. So when you get home, you're there to kind of affirm or to reinforce or to compliment. And the effect the role of the father has on the child as they grow up and go into adulthood. So, you know, father and sons, the relationship between a father and a son and how that changes and evolves, and the relationship between fathers
and
daughters.
Right, yeah, very special relationship. Daddy's girls. In the same way that we have dual income earners within the family, so the division of financial support within families have changed. So now mom is providing as well as dad. So it could be that if that has been divided, so has the emotional input or the emotional development strategies has also been divided. So dad needs to sit down and have those conversations on a more regular basis. And they do with their daughters and with their sons. So what has changed, Suzanne, is that before probably it was more with imitation and enculturation, as we refer to it, learning through modeling, learning through imitating, learning through observation of gender role expectations of what it means to be a man for a young boy, or for a girl to look up at her father as her hero, you know, as the man that means everything to her, and generally puts them up on a pedestal. That has changed in that it's no longer just through imitation or observation, it's also through conversation. Mm. So men are more involved in that discourse of sitting down, talking to their children through different stories or narration or their own experiences, expressing those ideas more clearly and in a much more direct socialization process rather than just through imitation or observation.
Mm. When we come back, we'll have a look at a survey done by the Gulf News. It's in today's paper. Modern day fathers play a more motherly role, and we'll find out what some of the people in the survey said about their fathers, and as the children of what they expect from their father, how they perceive their father.